Backstage Theater at the north end of the Bus Barns has been around for a number of years. You may know it by its original name, Storage Space. Yes, indeed. 11 months out of the year, it was the repository for chairs and risers and flats and all things backstage. Once a year, it would be trotted out as a theater space for Fringe. And that seemed to be that. Or so everybody thought. It's 2015. The Varscona Theater, original home to the Fringe, requires a massive facelift. A financial campaign is launched to fund much-needed renovations. But where to present their season during the renos? The Varscona makes a proposal to move into the Fringe's warehouse storage space for their upcoming season. An agreement is struck, and construction begins on a 150-seat theater. Cut to 124th Street. The historic Roxy Theater, home to Theater Network, is destroyed by fire. While trying to figure out what the future holds for Network, they decide to move across town, temporarily, into the Fringe's warehouse storage space, apparently now a port in the storm for wayward theater companies. Shows are presented, seasons are completed, and the backstage theater becomes a year-round programmable space.
Howdy, Fringer. How you holding up? It's time to carry on. Wander west down the alleyway here toward Knox Church, that beautiful brick building down the way. Perhaps linger by the big green doors where the train cars sleep at night. Now, onto the newest addition to the Fringe Theater family, the Fringe Grounds Cafe. Head left around the corner of the ATB Financial Arts Barns toward the main Westbury lobby entrance. Press play on part 5.